posed tenus na ilain grinnell, ni sa yuqua pastuelas, tasta stichlum nus clayam, sa shoot lachin stachi, sa shoot lachin stachi. Manu ait squachi, nus chayacha, manu ait shachi, nus chayacha. My name is Elaine Grinnell. I'm otherwise known as Quilsed, and I am Jamestown Tlalum. And this is from Squim, Washington, or very near Squim. And I come from, I'm a sixth generation person, and I have many, many leaders in my family. What I said to you was in my own language, and I have the wonderful acknowledgement of being the first teacher in the state of Washington to have a certificate to teach my own language. Jamie Valdez and I got it at the same time. She is now teaching up at the high school in Port Angeles. We are very proud of our language. We also say if we lose our language, our culture goes next. And this we do not want. I come from the Duke of York, or Cheech Mahon, my great-great-grandfather, and the Prince of Wales, Buckingham, and then David Prince, Stichlum. My own mother, Mildred Prince, is one of the few, in fact, her brother and two sisters are the few full-blood Jamestown Tlalums. Her native name is Elizabeth, and her name is Mildred Prince Judson, who lives very close to me right now. As I said, my own name is Quilsed. So now I have 12 new names in my family after a naming this summer. Cheech Mahon, Quisinus, Quisimson, Quiquilsid, Iawitsa, Lakenam, Satsa, Quaskeet, Sistiklum, Yawitsa, and Tsinsinawit. Anyway, I do have many things to be proud of in my family, and all of them were leaders in their time. And we still have one person. Stichlum Pachahuelas is my youngest son, and he's on the Jamestown Tribal Council. All of us, my whole family, are all deeply involved in tribal politics and leadership. And so all of them are known by historians. We even have a brass statue or a bronze statue of Pachahuelas in Port Townsend. He was very well known by not only the natives, but the non-natives there in Port Townsend for his leadership capabilities. We are located on Olympic Peninsula, which is the northwest point of Washington State, and we've always been here. The terrain, we live right on the water, and we take advantage, we always have taken advantage of aquaculture, which means that we do a lot of fishing, and I and my husband, the whole family, have also commercially been fishermen, and also we've indulged in the crab fishing and also the sea shellfish fishing or digging, and also the gooey duck fishery. I have two people, my son and daughter, are still involved in that. And yes, I am more or less a historian, definitely a storyteller, and I also cook traditionally, and I go to very many functions and do the cooking for not only my tribe but other tribes. And what types of storytelling do? I do legends and creations, mainly animals and a lot of fish stories. Of course, I would do that because here I am, right along the edge of the Straits of Juan de Fuca. And all the time, I just want you to know that when I look out early in the morning, and it's the last thing I see at night, is the water. And that's where I feel that our people have made their living, had the most joyous times in their life, had their saddest times of life on the water. Of course, death has always been a factor on the water, too. And we have lost many, many people to the water. But yet, that's where our life begins, too. Yes, we have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful partnership with the water and the surroundings.